looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because he indeed is Lord. No man, no woman, no person in this world is above the King of Kings, is above the Lord of Lords. So we know this, we understand this as the children of the living God. We know this as we walk through our journey in this life and our time here on the earth, and even as we have become time, we've stepped into time as eternal beings. So we are eternal beings in I Am. That's our true nature, our true state. And yet we come into time for a short window, for a short season, for a reason, for a purpose, by God's design, plan, and intention. And the only way that your purpose will be unlocked and your understanding will be given to you and to all of us is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to seek first to walk with the Lamb, to seek first Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, so that he can also lead and guide you into all truth, so that he can lead and guide you through this matrix, through this trap, through this gauntlet, through this thing that would trap you and enslave you and keep you stuck in the world. And, you know, whether, however it is that your spiritual background has come from, you know, you understand that if you don't get out of this, you're going to be stuck in it. Whatever the next manifestation of this is, you're going to be stuck in it. Whether it goes to fire and brimstone or you get recycled or whatever, all of it is a failure to exit and a failure to go out of what this thing is as a trap, as a snare, as something to keep the souls of men and women enslaved. Now, why is it that the enemy offers you, just like the enemy offered Jesus in Luke chapter 4, the enemy offered Jesus an escalating series of temptations, and in them, you know, up until the point where he just basically said, look, if you bow down and you worship me, all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, he said, I'll give them to you if you just right here, just sign on this dotted line. Just give your spiritual consent, give your free will over. Basically, give that which is eternal within you for that which is a legitimate but a temporary offer to be somebody in this world, to be something in this world, to be the very top in this world. And yet, you know, what Jesus' response to that was, he said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. That is the response for the child of God. Just like in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's case in Daniel chapter 3, same thing. Nebuchadnezzar said, look, bow down and worship the statue that I've set up. Now, in that case, he wasn't offering them all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. He was just basically saying, look, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill you right now. And in that situation, even though they've been doing a good job for him, they had been faithfully doing their duty, even as slaves, they had been doing it. And but they knew the place where they could not cross. They knew that line that they could not cross. For the child of God, you'll see this throughout, they have not been given of themselves and their free will over into the world system. Or if they had made that mistake in the past, they've come out and they've received that gift of eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. He pays the debt for them in full, and they've been brought out. And whether you are of the school of thought that, you know, you've always been called, you know, and you've always been marked by God, and or whether it's those that are awakened and quickened and brought to him, in all cases, you have to be brought out by the hand of God. In all cases, he's got to be the one to tap you, and you've got to be the one to respond, to follow him. And when you do, and you don't, then you know that this is the thing that the world wants, and you refuse to give that to them, though you try to be as much as possible at peace with people, you try to do right by people, but you've got to know that that which is in them hates and despises that very decision and that very choice that you've made. That very decision and that very choice that you have made to follow the living God is the very thing that they want to take away from you. And if you will not give that up, they will now go on the attack, on the hunt. And as they go on the attack and on the hunt with the child of God, that manifests in different kinds of ways. They will try to seduce you into the system. And that happens through offers and temptations and all kinds of... They look for something inside of you. What do you want? What is it that you want inside of yourself? What do you really, really want in there? Do you want success? Do you want that perfect person in your life? Do you want to have fame? Do you want the money? Do you want the power? What is it that you want? And they'll try to seduce you along those lines. Because the enemy comes as an angel of light. He looks good in the things that he offers. And then a lot of times, especially when people, and this is where the world system of the church, and I'm talking about the religious system, not the body of Christ, because there's a distinction, and you have to know the difference between the two. The body of Christ are those that are engrafted into the vine, walking with Jesus Christ, and we have fellowship and communion with one another. When we see each other, we know each other in the Spirit. It's an amazing thing. That's different than the organized religious system of the world that calls itself the church, which is an abomination, and they're imposters. And you can see that because of the way that they respond to even these things. For them, they will turn a blind eye. And if you, as long as you're paying your 10% into keeping the system going, hey, that's the blessing of God, brother, right? That's the way that they go. They would not ever quicken you or check you in those things and make sure and seek God with you to make sure that, you know, hey, maybe you go down in stature in the eyes of the world in order to follow what God has for you to do. Maybe you lose that fame, lose that position, lose that power, but that's the path that God wants to take you on to strip you of the things of the world so that he can show you and communicate with you. How about that for a possibility, that for an option, that for a way that things could and may be in this life? So what does the world do? It tries to seduce you in. And if you reject that, well, what's that saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. if you reject it, they will come after you to destroy you, to oppress you, to break up the things that you do, to break up the things that you create, to break up that which God gives you an instruction to do something, and then you go forward in that, and then they will come right after to try to destroy that, to try to discredit it, to try to just crap all over it. Now, they can't do or create anything in themselves, because those that have been broken off and they're not connected to the source of life, all they can do is recycle that which is already there at a diminishing rate because they're dying. So that's what they do. That's what they try to do. For the child of God, you know, they know that you have life and creative power just flows through you and there's so many wonderful, amazing things going on with you. But they hate that and they want to destroy that. Now, that's their issue, not yours. You, brother, you, sister, for you, yours is to realize that that's also one of their potential responses. So if they can't seduce you in, then they're going to try to blot you out, to destroy you, to destroy that which you've done and created. This is where wisdom is important. This is where understanding is important. This is where you've got to realize that if they're on the side of the world, that even though they're smiling in your face today, they can manifest on you tomorrow. They can manifest on you in a minute. And you got to know that that's possible because the enemy has a hold in them, even if they seem like nice people. And even if they seem like nice people, that thing's just underneath the surface, just waiting. And so when you realize that that's there, you need to be, have, what did God say? He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, you don't know. And so because you don't know and you don't act on that which God has revealed to you, because you make excuses, then you put yourself in a dangerous spot, and then they shoot at you. They snipe at you. They destroy things. They destroy the works of your hands. They go through. And this is on assignment from the enemy. Now, as we keep going in this life, if you survive battle after battle after battle, you get some wisdom. You get some knowledge. You get some understanding. You adjust. And that adjustment's important because it will also help ensure your longevity to basically the maximum amount of what it is that you can and can't do while you're here in this life. It will ensure a better chance for your longevity based on wisdom, because God wants us to use the mind that He's given us. Now, He will also, by His Spirit and His angels that are commanded to give and given charge over you, that you don't strike your foot against a stone, He will walk you through so many times, so many things. And, you know, that's something that's there. And without that, we would all be undone in a minute. So realize that. Also, at the same time, He wants you to learn. He wants you to understand. He wants you to go forward and use that wisdom that He's given to you, so that, you know, you're doing the things that He asked for you to do with some understanding and with some knowledge. So, you know, the enemy's going to try to seduce you and going to try to blot you out. And if it can't do all those things, then it's just going to try to push you out to the peripheries, to the outer orbits, and to keep you away from waking up anybody else. And that is soft killing. That is if they can't hard kill you, they'll soft kill you. And that is to basically deny you access to anything and anyone that could help you move forward, to others, to any spheres of influence where you could potentially go in and help a situation, make things better. They will definitely try to do that too. Now, here's the kicker on that. As things escalate and as things continue to unwind and fall apart, the problem the worlders have in that situation is you can put them in the outer recesses of this world, but the flip side of it is that the children of God are the ones that have the answers, and they're the ones that God speaks to. So when they need to know what's going on as the world around them is falling apart, then they have to go find them. They have to go out into the desert to go find these people that they've worked so hard to destroy. So that's where you get Jeremiah that's been tossed in the well. They got to go pull him out because they want to hear what God has to say. That's where you get John the Baptist out there in the desert, and they're all going out to hear what he has to say. That's where you end up with Joseph in the dungeon, and the cupbearer before Pharaoh while he's struggling with that dream. And then he says, oh my gosh, I just remember the error of my ways. There's a guy in your jail that interprets dreams. There's a guy in your jail that knows what God's saying. And they go and they fetch him out and they, you know, clean him up, give him a shave, pierce, put some clean clothes on him, bring him forward, because he's got the answer. And the children of God have the answer. We have that which God speaks to us. And it's not in and of ourselves. It's because we're connected to the source who is life. We're connected to the source of wisdom. What did God say? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. But if you're not asking of God, if you're disconnected from Him, where are you going to get this wisdom from? Where are you going to get this understanding from? Where are you going to know what to do? The answer is you won't. And that's where the world is starting to fall apart in this time, because as the light is coming in, as the wave of light and truth is continuing to roll in and continue to increase, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They don't have an answer for what's coming up. They don't have an answer within themselves, within their collective, within the ways that things always used to work. They hire their experts. They bring their people in their suits and sit around conference tables and talk about the problems, and nobody has a solution. And every time they try something, it's just a fleeting, desperate effort, and it doesn't work. So things continue to escalate and increase and unravel in this time of unveiling. Now, who has the answers in this time? The children of God. Who knows what God is saying in this time? The children of God. Who have the peace of the living God within them at this time? The children of God. You, my brother, you, my sister, you've got the goods. And for every place that they've tried, whenever you've turned down the offers that the world's given you, it's not because you hate them. It's not because you just because you've already been committed to God. He's already owns you. He already has your spiritual allegiance, and you don't want to. You can't go another way. You don't want to go another way. So that in and of itself, that hatred and despise of you for turning down their offers, that is a spiritual issue. But that is, if they cannot see past that for the natural part of them, then they're going to be destroyed in what comes forward, because they won't ask and they won't go to the very places that have solution and help, that would be willing to help them. So it's to their own destruction, their own hurt, for the agents of the world that have done that. Same thing, you move forward to when they try to destroy you and they try to blot you out. Everything that they've destroyed, that the children of God have sought to bring forward and sought to bring in place, all they've done is cut off and cut the ropes that are to these life buoys that have been tossed out to them to try to keep them from drowning. So there's those life buoys that are these, circular donuts that float on the raging waters, and the children of God in the projects that they've done, the things that they've tried to bring forward, the creative works that they've done, the music they've created, the audios they've put out, the publications they've done, the news networks, all that kind of stuff. The children of God have put out truth, and they've sought to destroy that, and all they've done in the process is they've cut the very line holding the buoys that would keep them up and keep them afloat in these difficult times. And so then when they turn around and they start to sink and they look for something to grab onto, it's gone, because they destroyed it themselves with their own hands. And that's on them. Because the children of God, we went forward and we tried. We did all that we could to try to bring things forward, to try to keep people from going to a natural destruction in this life and an eternal destruction in the next. But, alas, they do it to themselves. And in the judgment, that'll be on them. And they'll know it. They'll know what they did. Can you imagine being in their shoes and standing before the living God and seeing the faces of the children of God that meant them no harm, that sought to do right by them, sought to help them, and they turned around and stabbed them in the back, and they have to stand before the living God and give an account of that to Him? Oh my gosh. Knowing that those children of God were an extension of God Himself, because the child of God is an ambassador on the earth at such a time as this, engrafted into the vine. And what did Jesus say? If they receive my words, if they receive you, they receive me. If they reject you, they reject me. So when they reject the child of God, they're rejecting God, because God moves and works through them. Now, absolutely, we're all flawed people, but there's a spirit that's within us. And to seek to destroy that which intends to help and to save and to be part of something good in your life is to destroy yourself. And they've done that. And now, in the time that we live in, as the children of God, as they're going to try to recruit you from the outer orbits, now, not in a phase of of trying to seduce you in. If they could, they would. But not in that phase. Now it is, hey, they need an answer. Pharaoh had a dream. 7 years, seven and seven. He does not know what that means. And he needs to know, and he needs to know what to do. The children, the thing that's amazing is when the time comes, and the child of God, listen, when you have stayed the course with God, people are going to know. And they know because of the spiritual residue on your life. They know because God has blessed you and God is with you. They know because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And you would not have survived if God had not put His hand on your life in the first place. So they know. So when the time comes that everything's falling apart in the world, don't be surprised when they reach out to you. Don't be surprised when they are looking to and fro for you. Remember with Elijah, the king Ahab, they sent men all over the kingdom to try to find this guy during the drought. To and fro, here and there, everywhere. And when Elijah appeared before that servant of the king, and he said, okay, go tell the king that I'm here. And the servant said, listen, if I step away from you for 1 second, you know, and you disappear, and I go tell the king this, he's going to kill me because we've looked for you everywhere. They haven't been able to find you. And if I step away from you and then I come back and you're not here, I'm going to get killed. So they had looked for him everywhere. And that guy knew that the Spirit of God could whisk away Elijah at any moment. And Elijah told him, he said, listen, surely this day I'm going to meet the king. So you can go. I'll be here. But they look for you. They seek you. They will, and they will because they need a solution. They need an answer as everything's falling apart. Now here, this, brothers and sisters, is where you need to seek the face of God. Because there's going to be places where God definitely wants you engaged and to speak and to be part of what He's doing and to make known the truth and the mysteries of God as He would have and He would see fit. And there are other places that He does not want you to go. He does not want you to contribute. He does not want you to give them an answer. Even if an answer is readily available, it may not be His timing there. Because there's times where they may just turn around and, like casting your pearls before swine, just trample you underfoot, even if you give them the answer. Because a lot of times what they want to do is steal from you, but they want to destroy you right afterwards if there's nothing left in you. So this is where, again, being sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, understanding what He's saying, and moving forward with that, you've got to do that. Because if you don't, if you try to go forward in your own thinking, your own understanding, you're going to get set up for some things by these people that are not good things. But they desperately are going to need and want answers. They have no answers. The world and the world system is falling apart, and thank God for that. Because Babylon, mother of harlots, in you and in your system was found all the blood in the prophets. It is the very system that is responsible for destroying the children of God, destroying the truth, sucking out the lifeblood of those who are gods. That is the system. That is the system that we've been surrounded by. That is the system that has destroyed the lives of men and women throughout time. And it has been a trap that has continued to grow and expand more and more and more on the earth as time has gone on. And now, if it was not for the moving of God, no one would survive. No one would make it out of this place without God. But you have the answer, and greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And once you are in the hand of God, no No height, no depth, no angel, no demon, no principality, nothing can rip you out of the hands of the living God. Once you are in his hands, nothing can take you away from him. You can walk away of your free will, but nothing can take you out of his hands if you've given yourself over to him. And you need to trust that, you need to know that, you need to walk in assurance in that. So, you know, it's amazing. I tell you, whenever this recorder goes on, and there's usually something that, you know, is maybe potentially on my mind prior to, but God always takes over and brings forward that which he wants the body that's checking in here, and those that for this message, those that this message is supposed to reach, he'll always bring that forward to you. Because he knows. It's not, see again, this is not down to a human being. This is down to what the Spirit of God that's in you, the Spirit of God that's in me, that quickens us. And as one joint supplieth the need of another, and we do that. And we bless each other in that. And this is part of how the body of Christ becomes strong. This is part of how we go forward and do what God has for us to do on the earth. Oh, brothers and sisters, I wish we would all keep our eyes on Christ and not on the surrounding situations. The word's gone forward plenty of times. Be aware, but not distracted. Don't take your eyes off of Christ. If you see things in your peripheral vision, that's fine. But keep your focus, your main focus on God. Keep your main focus on him. And ride the wave in what we're in the middle of. Know that the enemy is going to do what he does because they don't have another gear. They don't have another, they just, this is what they do. And know that's where they're coming from. And don't be disheartened and dismayed by it anymore. It is what it is. You follow the living God. Let the dead bury the dead. You follow the living God. You follow Jesus Christ for yourself. You work out your own salvation in fear and trembling, knowing that God is applauding you and cheering you on. You've got a great host of just an angelic host that's around you, that's cheering you on, the great cloud of witnesses that's cheering you on to go forward and to be what God made you to be. So you do that and know that God is with you and know that God loves you, and there's people out there that are praying for you. We pray that God blesses you this day, that God keeps you this day, that God strengthens you this day. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person listening in this day. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you bless them. Bless them in their hearts, bless them in their minds, bless them in their bodies, bless them in the work of their hands. Even as the enemy tries to destroy the works of their hands, I pray that instead that you would turn every intention of the enemy that's negative towards them, that you would turn it into a blessing, because your power is with your children and on your children. I pray a hedge of protection around each and every one of us. I pray your shield around us at all times, that shield of faith, and we trust and know. Lord, and in Jesus' name, Father, we apply your word, that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to everything, to cut away all of the lies and the deceptions of the enemy, and instead just to let the free flow of your Holy Spirit and your peace just be in and over every single one of us. Father, I pray, Lord God, that your children would move forward strongly in the answers that they have, because they flow from you. And they would be unapologetic about the truth that you've put in them. They would also have wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and I ask for that for all of us this day, in how to conduct ourselves in a world that is coming unhinged and coming apart because they are not grounded on a secure foundation. They built their houses on the sand, and the storm is coming, and they're falling apart. We've been built on the rock, who is Christ Jesus, and our foundations are secure in you. So we will stand in all that comes forward. So, Lord, I just pray that you'd bless each and every one of us this day. Bless us, Father, in Jesus' name. We walk with you, and we bless one another in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. Hey, God, we'll talk to you guys again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.